on the extended three-hour program, Racing Pulse now hones in on the full Victorian race preview.
Yes, it is midweek racing today at Sandown on the hillside. The rail's out 3 metres. We're on a good four. It's another of the twilight meetings. We kick off at 2:30, or not quite as late as normal, but it is a later start. Last race, 6:30 this evening. It'll be a fine day. Mark Hunter's the man to find us all the midweek winners. Morning, Mark.
Morning, Michael.
Well done yesterday. Your best value saluting at a decent price. So do we carry that confidence into today?
I think today's a really tough meeting. I think there's a few favourites who can get bowled over. My tips are pretty much from left field, quite a few of them. So we don't need many of them to win. We need one or two to win and we'll show a profit, that's for sure.
Well, that's what we like. Let's get the latest on how the track will play today because Greg Groves joins us. How are you, Greg?
I'm good, thanks, Michael.
How's the hillside holding up?
Yeah, not too bad. It's back to 3 metres today. We were at 13 metres on hillside on last Wednesday. So we've got a pretty wide stretch of track that's pretty well unmarked. Haven't been out there on this rail position. I think it was in early February, so it's had a bit of time to recover, so it's pretty good.
Weather conditions today, it looks a pretty nice day. Is it still out Sandown way, or will wind be a factor later on?
I don't think so. It's either talking south-easterly and then dropping away during the day, but I'm just looking out the window now and it's pretty still. The sun's come out, so it should be a pretty good day, I think.
All right, well, track should race even.
I would imagine so. Yeah, hillside, they'll do what they do. They find their own way home, nice long straight. So, I think it'll be okay.
Stay good for the day or an upgrade, do you think?
I reckon I wouldn't be surprised if it stays good for all day, but once again, it's dependent on the weather. But, it's pretty well solid in the good four range out there at the moment. So, wouldn't be surprised if it stays all day.
Have a good day, Greg.
Thank you, Michael.
Greg Groves, track manager, Johnny McArdle, is here to find us a winner. How are you, Johnny?
Yeah, Michael, we're battling away manfully, mate.
That's all you can do. Your runners that you've got in today have been battling away manfully really well. Eye of the Eagle. I know you've always had a big rap on this boy, and, he was impressive last start at Pakenham.
Yeah, it was nice to see him, break his maiden. Just got beaten in the stakes race by Cannonball at his first start. And then went to Adelaide and things didn't go right. And then, fourth to Greece and then he ran second at Cranbourne, but hadn't really come up. But sort of back to his best first up and he was pretty impressive. So, had to take on the older horses today. Purely because I didn't want to run them against each other. but he's drawn well, should get a nice run in the race, and hopefully we'll be full of running in the finish.
And he looks like he's come back better this time in, doesn't he?
Yeah, last prep he just didn't come up. He didn't look right in the coat, and he's also, as always, he's taken a bit to mature. I've trained a lot of the family for the breezes, and they all take a little bit of time, and he's just sort of coming into his own now. He'll be better again next prep, but he's a horse that we think is quite good.
Well, speaking of the breezes, well, their colours go around here again with Mr. Tickles. That Tickle name keeps coming through, and he just went straight to the front and gave nothing else a chance last start.
And that's not the way to ride him. Basically, he's a better horse ridden off. I mean, anyone that watched it, he shied at the winning post. He was having a good look around when he hit the front. He's a horse that we think is a better chaser. Probably proven. I mean, his first start, he won very impressively in very fast time at Echuca. We threw him in the deep end Cox Plate day in a Group 3 race, and when the rain came, myself and Jamie were giggling because the entire family are gun wet trackers, and we found out during the run that he's the only one in the family that can't handle it. So that was the go there in the paddock again. He's a horse out of that family takes time to mature, and again I think he'll be better next preparation. He came back first up over 1,000 at Sandown, drew the outside gate, went back to last, and you know, another couple of hops might have given them a scare, and ran the fastest sectionals of the day, and then came out. And in the small field, myself and Jamie discussed it, and it was sort of a case of, well, it's probably not the way to ride him, but we rode him that way to win the race. So today, drawn the outside gate, Jamie will probably just come back, lot him where he can, get him to relax, because when he relaxes, he does have a very good turn of foot. And hopefully in what looks to be a very strong and competitive race, he'll be able to get to the outside and be running over the top of them.
Yeah, it does look a good race, but it sounds like you've got a fair opinion of Mr. Tickles.
I do, yes. Whether it's this prep or next prep, I think he can step up to a higher grade than this. But I think if you ask, you know, Quentin McDonald or Pat Carey or Kieran, they probably, Mike Moroney, they're probably all saying the same of their horse. It looks, for this time of year, it looks quite a progressive midweek race. Our bloke's drawn a little bit tricky, but hopefully we'll be hitting the line very strongly.
Well, two nice chances today. Are we backing them both?
I would. They worked together on Saturday morning, and there was very little between the two of them. So, and as I say, the reason that they're not both in the three-year-old race is because I didn't want to run them against each other, and we thought Mr. Tickle at this stage is probably a little bit better than being and Eye of the Eagle, just because he'd had one less run to the 1,300. But in a couple of even races, I think they can both be very competitive.
Hey, which way will you go with your nice filly Zuzuko on the weekend?
Well, having just seen the barrier draws, and she's drawn 4 and 8, I haven't decided yet. There are a few that are dual accepted, so I'm back, and there's going to be a few of us playing ducks and drakes and trying to wait until the last minute to pick the better race. I do think she's better suited around a turn, but the other race is a filly's race. So, yeah, I'll just sit down with Frank Clayton, my business partner and racing manager, and Paul Johnson, the majority shareholder in the horse, and we'll have a good chat and try and work it out. But she's in very good order. She galloped with Al Rocco on Tuesday morning and was... so she trialled up well in a very fast trial last Wednesday. So pretty happy with the way that she's going.
Yeah, that's good. And just quickly, speaking of El Rocco, Flemington, I think you've drawn gate 10 in the 1,400. And, gee, it looks a hot race.
It does look a solid race. I had him in up in Sydney as well, but he's drawn 18 up there, so we won't be going there. Whether we go to the Bairnsdale Cup, or there's a race next Wednesday at Sandown, or there's a couple of races at Bendigo next week. Look, he's in really good order. The horse is honest as the day is long. Ran second again in the Cup, the Echuca Cup the other day. He's a horse that is probably gets an advantage on rain-affected ground, so we'll sort of looking between here, Sydney and Adelaide, to see whether we get rain at any stage. But look, if the horse is in really good order wherever he heads, he'll be competitive.
Sounds like it could be a big few days. Best of luck, especially today, John.
Thanks very much, mate.
John McArdle joining us there. Just quickly on that Flemington meeting too, the Sunlight Classic, Benedetta has dual accepted. So she's drawn barrier 1 in that Sunlight Classic. What You Need, who is the potential star from the Price Kent Junior Stables, drawn barrier 17. That is the 1,100-metre race on Saturday. Mark, we'll talk about those races in the coming days. Let's get stuck into finding a winner today at Sandown on the Hillside. The first race is over 1,500 metres, kicks off at 2:30. No scratching. Simeon is the favourite for Busserton and Young, $2.20 after a nice debut second. Mon Etoile is at $4.20.
Umenti is at $6 and Villeneuve at $6.50 as well. Who do you like in the first?
Villeneuve. Had the two runs up in Sydney and showed something. Joined the Vegood stable, went to Pakenham at the mile first up and just got strung up behind the speed, had nowhere to go in the straight and basically had a jog around there. It's fitter. It's a race where quite a few of these are unproven at 1,500 metres, and I think Villeneuve can take advantage of that, go forward, sit up on the speed and be strong, and I think it'll run well here to beat number 7, Monatoile, who's had the one go, was in an average race but ran well. For Simeon, ran OK on debut, now jumps from 1,200 to 1,500. That's got to be some concern at the short odds. And 6, Devanga, who's shown OK ability, it's consistent, it'll push forward on the speed and give you a sight. For 3... Three might be able to get up on the speed and out-tough them here. 3, 7, 4, and 6.
3, 7, 4, and 6 in the first. Race number 2, benchmark 70 over 3,000 metres. In this race, takeout number 6, Stern Idol, is the $2.90 favourite. Noonday Gun, $4.80. Traduce, $6.50. Prince Ziggy's at $7. So who is on top in race 2?
Oh, gee, it's an even race. I'll go with Noonday Gun, who I liked last time. I reckon it went too slow in front last time. Now, it's fitter. It will roll forward. You'd imagine it would find the top again. There doesn't look like much pressure. With that run under its belt, I think Noonday Gun can go one better here to beat number 8, He's On Form, who had its first run at the trip. Ran well. It's going to be fitter for that and get a really cheap run from the gate with the claim. 5, Heir to the Throne, is fitter for a few back and got a good claim in this race. And then 1, Prince Ziggy, who set outside Noonday Gun, was too tough last time. Has got the chance again. Very little between them, 2, 8, 5, and 1.
2, 8, 5, and 1 in the second. Race number 3 is 64 over 1,600. No scratchings. High Baller, $4.40. Elvina, $5. Sarah Noor at $6. Inordinate, $7.50. Our Destria is an $8 chance. So this is an open race here, Mark.
Yeah, the betting when it first went up, they were spread between $5 and $10, the whole field. So that shows you how little is between them. I'm going to tip number 6 in Ordinate, who I think is just getting better with each run for the stable. Got a long way back last time and was good. It made good ground of the line. It can settle closer here from gate 1 and get every chance to beat number 2, Elvina, who might be looking for further now, but was a good win last time and has run races in better company. I've run good races in better company. I think 5-way Lure might be a big improver here with the blinkers going on. Sat back and just didn't get involved last time. Gets the blinkers on here, should be a lot sharper. For Serenor, who was given a magnificent ride up there at Ballarat to get through the field, is one of the many chances. Nothing would shock. I'll go 6, 2, 5 and 4.
6, 2, 5 and 4, but a really tricky race, race number 3. Race number 4, a benchmark 70 for the fillies and mares. And in this race, over 1,300 metres, Luna Cat is the favourite for Team Hayes, 370. Wango Award at $4.80. Circle of Magic, $5.50. Orange Ears at $9, $6, I should say, and then Gunner, $7.50.
Yeah, it's a tricky little race. I'm going to go with Luna Cat, who's come back from a spell. It's going okay. It's had excuses. It ran pretty well first up at the hillside over the short trip, went to the valley, again, was solid, and last time raced wide so you can make excuses. It jumps to 1,300 metres. It's proven at 1,400 before, so that shouldn't be an issue. To beat number 1, Good and Proper, who did its racing last campaign on wet ground, resumes here on the dry, given a soft trial recently. It's got some terrific form for a race like this. 9, Wango Award. Its three runs back has been at 1,000 metres. So here it is jumping to 1,300 metres. Just has to cope with that. It's had one go before. Wasn't really strong through the line, so that's a little query. 7, Circle of Magic. Every chance last time to run down the winner. Fitter for that run has got a winning hope. So I'm not rushing in to have a bet in this race. I'll go 4, 1, 9, and 7.
4, 1, 9, and 7 in race number 4. Halfway through the Sandown card on the hillside circuit. We'll take a break. Back with the quaddy after this.
On RSN 927's Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Welcome back to the Victorian Form Preview. Mark Hunter is the man finding us all the winners today on the Hillside Circuit. And we're up to the first leg of the quaddie, which is race number 5. It's a 64 over 1,300 metres. In this race, take out 7 and 8. Smashing Eagle is the favourite for Team Hawks at $3.30. Eye of the Eagle has been backed. A good push from Johnny McArdle from gate three, $3.90. Little Miss Gutsa, $6.50. Tarawarra is at $7.50. Stretto, $9. And then you're at $16, the remainder. So it's a big field here, Mark, but the market is saying that there's only really five chances.
Yeah, look, I'm going to tip you a couple of roughies here. My top pick's number five, Marleyan's Dream, who, if you go back two runs, Marleyan's Dream ran fourth behind Shove Over Super Archie in British Columbia. That run would win this race simple. They went to the hillside, was disappointing. So have to turn a little blind eye to that run. But in a race where I'm not raving about the favourites, they're in the numbers, but I'm not raving about them, I think Marleyan's Dream's got a really good value chance here to beat number three, our Lone Star, who comes off a break. It trialled against Sparring, who's a pretty sharp horse and trialled quite well. I think our Lone Star can run a race fresh. Two, Smashing Eagle was good at Bendigo, awful at Mooney Valley. Had excuses. If you want to forgive that, you can at the short odds. And 11, Eye of the Eagle, who, that was a really weak maiden down there at Pakenham. Got up on the inside and put paid to them, but was entitled to. He's got a chance, but this is a harder race. I think a bit of value, 5, 3, 2, 11.
5, 3, 2, and 11. That is good value. $23. Marleyan's Dream, $5 the place in the first leg of the quaddie. Race number six, over 2,400 metres, the benchmark 64. Take out three, Britannicus. Irish Butterfly, Henry Dwyer is the favourite, $3.80. Rockstar Ronnie, also $3.80. Alchain, $4.60. Omeo is at $4.80. Dion Sino is at $15. So the favourite, Irish Butterfly, we had Henry Dwyer on with Half this morning on the Brekkie Club. This is what he had to say.
Last time he sort of sat outside the leader. They just were a better grade of horse though last time. So
yep.
Back in grade, once again, got to carry a bit of weight after the claim, but big track, sand down hillside suits and moderate opposition suits. And yeah, you'd like to think he can bounce back to the winner's circle again.
So he's confident. What say you, Mark?
Second pick, Irish Butterfly. I'm going to go here with another one at odds, number nine, Dionisio, who comes through the same race as Elchin. And given how the track raced and how the race was run, Dionisio was just as good a run, and there's a massive price discrepancy there. It's only had the three starts, and I think it's going to get back and need luck. It's got an ugly gate, and the way the race sets up is a bit ugly again, but I just think it's good each way odds here to have something on. To beat number one, Irish Butterfly. Irish Butterfly can win. It doesn't tend to do that often, but it can win. Four, Alchin, every chance last time and ran okay. And six, Rockstar Ronnie, very, very one-paced at Sale, jumps in distance and gets a beautiful run here for Zara. So it's in the mix, but no doubt heading for the jumps. I think nine has some luck here. It'll run well at good odds. 9, 1, 4, and 6.
9, 1, 4, and 6. Another juicy value play. $15.360, Dioniso, race number six. The seventh event, Helix is the favourite in what's a really nice three-year-old race for this time of year. In the midweeks, we can scratch 7 and 9. Helix, $2.90. Who Dares, $3.80. Gringotts, $5.50. Mr Tickles, $8.50. Ivan's Hero, $8.50. And White Bear's given a chance as well at $8.50. There's a few that have got a bit of ability in this race.
Yeah, it's a good race, this one. I'm going to go with Gringotts, who just has steadily improved. Trolled really well before that debut at Sandown. Went to Pakenham, was no match for Bellier, but that's good form. And then last time was too strong for El Soleado. That's good form as well. It gets a beautiful run here for Johnny Allen. There's not much speed in the race. It'll settle in the first couple and just get a great run to beat number six, White Bear. White Bear only won a Wodonga maiden, but it roared away to win by seven. It looks a nice horse. Two, Helix. Both runs have been good. It was scratched from a race there last week, which is a little concern to me. And Who Dares, number 10, won a weakish race first up, but bolted in and should be fitter for that and get a nice run near the top. So I'll go 4, 6, 2, and 10.
4, 6, 2, and 10 in race number 7. And the last of 8 is a benchmark 78 over 1,400 metres. The scratchings in this race are 13, 14, 19. Eagles Craig is a $3.40 favourite. Ferretti, $6. Unusual Culture, $6.50. Extreme Flight, $7 in what looks a tough end of the quaddie.
Yeah, another roughie here, number 10, Serious Liaison, who has had the three runs back from a break since coming back from Sha Tin. Ran well first up at Sandown. I thought ran really well second up at Mooney Valley. That was the race the stablemate Warsfold was in. Seriously, Ozon was back in the pack, not having much luck, and basically went to the line untested. Then went to Flemington and was disappointing. It's trialled since then, gets the blinkers on here. Messy speed map, has to get back and give a head start, but at big odds in a really even race, I think seriously Ozon will improve here to beat number 12, Eagles Craig, who was good enough first up. It's another one that's down to run and scratched, and that just always gives me a little bit of concern. 16, Unusual Culture, is racing really well in much weaker races, gets a nice run from the draw and getting fitter, and 9, Ferretti. Bit of pressure for the front for Ferretti. There's 3 go-forward horses, but I'm sure it'll roll forward. It's getting fitter. If it finds the top, it'll be hard to run down. So a wide-open race, bit of value again, 10, 12, 16 and 9.
10, 12, 16 and 9. The 10, which is paying currently around about $23, $6. If you jag this quaddy with your top selections, neither of us will be here tomorrow, Mark.
Well, there's a parlay 2, 3, 4 to come as play of the day. You want it to be here for a year if we get that one right.
Well, you better give us what we do today.
We'll go to the best on a really tough day. Race 7, number 4, Gringotts. The value will go race 5, number 5, Marleyan's Dream. The quaddy, first leg, 5, 3, 2 and 11. Second leg, 9, 1, 4 and 6. Third leg, 4, 6 and 2. And come home, 10, 12, 16 and 9. Play of the day, it's going to play 4 roughies in a parlay 2, 3, 4. Hopefully 2 can lob and we'll have a profit there. They are race 1, number 3, Villeneuve. Race 5, number 5, Marleyan's Dream. Race 6, number 9, Dionisio. And race 8, number 10, Seriously Ozon. Cost you $11 for a $1 unit and you probably should take that for a place as well.
I like it. Love it. We will be playing the value today at Sandon on the Hillside. Good luck, Mark.
Thank you.